When a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, he hears it. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Duck.
That's right, kid. It's time for a little fish talk. His name is Gord Peiser. We call him the Doc here in Outdoor Journal Radio. He is the fishing editor for Canada's premier outdoor magazine called Outdoor Canada Magazine, dealing with fishing, hunting, camping, anything outdoors, coast to coast to coast. In fact, it's Canada's only national publication dealing with the outdoors. Outdoor Canada Magazine. If you don't have one right now in your home, change that. Go to outdoorcanada.ca. Tell them the Doc sent you, and they'll load you up with some goodies. Morning, Doc. How are you?
I'm doing great, and, you know, talking about birds and winter,
yes.
I'm
yes.
sure you may have even talked about this. You know, grouse are such a popular game bird in Canada. Do you know they, on a cold day, we actually had minus 42 wind chill last night. It was about minus 32 real temperature. They will dive head first into the snow and bury, like dive, literally go head first into deep snow and spend the night. And so if you've ever been walking through the bush, all of a sudden the snow will explode in front of you, and it's it'll actually be a grouse coming out.
And the purpose for that, like, the, obviously...
Stay warm. You know how warm it would be if you dove, went down into a 3-4 foot deep snow. It would probably be very close to freezing, like 0, maybe even plus 1, plus 2 at the base.
Wow. That's fascinating. They're a fascinating creature. I mean, to be able to withstand Canadian winters, it's mind-boggling. It boggles one's mind, doesn't it? How these little animals
really does
deal with that stuff. Anyways, last week we discussed a recent outing, and I don't want to highlight it, but it's, you know, like, it doesn't happen very often, so we need to talk about it as much as we can. A recent outing in which you had a very poor fishing day.
Terrible.
Terrible fishing day because you couldn't find the fish. And one of our listeners asked, is it possible that the fish were right on the bottom, belly in the mud, in deep water? And so I need to ask you that.
And I talk about a week difference. So a week ago, six of us, four friends from Manitoba, Liam and I, we go way back in the bush to one of the best lake trout lakes in Canada, a fly-in lake. We run and gun, don't get a bite. Yesterday, 1 week to the day, I go by myself. I go to a different lake. It's so cold. I stay close to the truck. I catch a trout on my first drop, and for the next 4 hours, I averaged the lake trout, either caught, hooked, or had one rushing in. I averaged one every 20 minutes for 4 hours. You tell me. The lake is nowhere as good, and it was just me. So if there had been six, we'd have probably got 15, 20, 25 trout. You know, that's the neat thing about fish. Until they can talk to us, we can't understand fully. We'll never, ever know why, when, where they do what they do.
Talking to Dr. Cook, Stephen Cook was on the program earlier on today. We were talking to him about cold weather periods for fish and how they behave and what they do. And one of the things that he said, I mean, I've known all along, but I never really paid a whole lot of attention to it, is the fact that during the winter period, everything kind of slows down for them due to the surrounding temperatures.
Yes.
And included in that slowdown is their digestive system, meaning that there's a lot more that goes into deciding what foods to eat than just what we perceive to be the important factors, and that is color and shape. The real important factor is size. And to that point, the smaller the better.
Absolutely, Ange. 100%. 100% agree. I was down for the Ice Expo just before Christmas, and that was one of the things I was talking about. A very good friend of mine, you know him well too, Dr. John Castleman. And John headed up our research, aquatic research section. In the winter, John had captive northern pike, and he fed them. So here's a tank. A huge northern pike had an unlimited food supply, and over the course of a solid week would eat one small minnow. So, you know, there are many times they don't feed. And the other thing that we should always keep in mind, there's preferred food, there's the most abundant food, and they're not always the same thing. So, yeah, there might be a lot of round gobies, for example, but if they actually prefer, if whitefish, for example, on the Great Lakes prefer freshwater shrimp, they will eat freshwater shrimp over gobies if they can get them. If they can't, then by all means, they go for the most abundant versus the preferred. So we've always got to think, am I presenting something because it's the most abundant, or do they actually prefer something else? Like you and me and Steve would probably walk to the end of the room to pick up a bite of a T-bone steak if they were frying up hot dogs or hamburgers or something like that. It's preferred versus most abundant. But on the bottom mange, absolutely, they could be down there. But you and I, we got pretty good sonar units, and I was zoomed in 8 times. I can see almost a crayfish walking across the bottom. So to answer the question that the listener sent in, I was checking the bottom quite regularly. And the fact of the matter is, we did not find them a week ago. And yesterday, I was sitting right over top of them. So, you know, hero to zero and zero back to hero. You cannot catch them if they're not where you're fishing. And that's the reason we always talk. Keep moving, moving, moving. And hopefully you're going to make contact with the fish. A week ago, we never did. Yesterday, couldn't keep them off the line.
How much of that is luck?
You know, a pretty good portion, although yesterday I was sitting smack dab on my waypoint, my absolute favorite spot on the lake, and that comes from putting time on the water. I've been on 100 spots on that lake, and this is the one that never fails me.
My friend, always a pleasure. Go out and enjoy some of that blustering minus 40 degree temperature. I'm going to go home
and put on with the Mr. Buddy on full speed.
I'm going to go home and put on my shorts and T-shirt today. Take care, my friend.
You too, Ange.
Gord Peiser from Outdoor Canada Magazine, The Doc. Check him out at outdoorcanada.ca. That are it for us, kids. Another weekend has come and gone. Be careful if the ice starts out there. The freezing rain is supposed to hit us very soon. On behalf of the entire ODJ Radio crew and team, Stephen Labney behind the glass, our producer John Winters, Andrew Holland, a new man at the board today, and Jessica Ellis, I'm Angelo Biola. Have a great weekend, folks. Be safe. Talk to you next Saturday.